I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We'll dance at the round table. We dance when we're able. We do routines and order scenes of footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme, but our quiet's unable. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd day of 23rd day, excuse me, the 23rd day of January. And the proper tip of the day is to get your gas mask and body armor now while you can. Relatively easy and quick to get now, pretty much impossible after the beginning of a crisis. At the moment, we have with us my friend Cindy Smith, that was the Tuesday morning roundtable. Dave Hodges is snowed in and not available. Steve Benoon has to take care of frozen water pipes. So, Cindy, my dear, it's just you and I.
Well, this Minnesota farm girl has seen her share of being snowed in and frozen water pipes. So my heart goes out to both gentlemen.
Yep. Well, I've dealt with enough frozen pipes. When I was a landlord back in the early 80s, I recall it was Christmas Eve. I was with my wife and her family having a great dinner. When I had to take care of frozen pipes for one of my tenants, it was not a good evening, to say the least. Yeah.
Fixing frozen pipes is a very miserable project to do.
It is, depending on the circumstances. And the consequences, the aftermath, when you got broken pipes to deal with after the event is over. Moving on from there, we're analyzing world events, analyzing national events, analyzing local voting issues. Would it be a fair statement, Cindy, to say that our republic is in grave danger?
Yes, I believe our republic is in grave danger. We're losing the liberties that were secured by our system of government that the founders gave us. And one of the major points of attack right now is undermining the integrity of our elections.
Okay. The people that I call our opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, which kind of have a loose coalition between them to achieve mutual goals, don't they?
Yeah. The folks on the left will often coalesce behind one issue. And a lot of the groups that do this coalescing are not directly benefited by getting on that bandwagon. But they know that if they help their comrades, in this case, to undermine elections, then they in turn will be given the opportunity to receive the benefits of them getting on board their particular thing that they're trying to get done. And so conservatives, of course, are very individualistic and are not likely to do that. But we see that on the left all the time.
We do. We do, absolutely. And it seems like the two groups, Muslims being who they are, they believe in Muhammad, of course, in the Quran, and working hand in hand with atheist communists. That seems like the two groups could never cooperate, but they actually do, don't they?
Yeah, they actually do. But it's interesting, I think, to see if you're following the issues of parents standing up at school boards, a lot of the Muslim families are holding their local school boards accountable for the woke curricula. They do not like that. So while they may coalesce around certain issues, they are not going to get on board with that issue.
Absolutely. Cindy, we've got a caller on hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Let's see. I'm trying to get away from the noise here. I've been listening to Stan Johnson again, and he seemed to have modified his narrative about the fall of America from other people. He thinks that he thought that there would be a stolen election, which would be fall. Which would cause a reaction by a sort of a reverse coup or a coup that would, or an overthrow of the people that took over, or a revolution, and then that would be, a reaction would start, and there would be a backlash organized by the communists. But what he thinks now is that that the good guys would win, and they start cleaning the house, and then the bad guys would organize it, would try and, disrupting around, and while the country is trying to, is being disrupted, they, foreign powers, Venezuela, people from South and Central America, Russia, and possibly North Korea would get together and attack the United States, and it would fall. And then China and Japan and some others would attack Russia, defeat it, and make them their leader, and they would eventually attack Israel. But these changes, because of this, what are your feelings about this? Or the panel's feeling?
Well, it's just Cindy and I. I know Stan Johnson. I've had dinner at his dining room table. I know Stan very well. And he's been doing good work for decades, literally. And Stan's prognostications are not, he's not the only person putting out similar thoughts. So I don't give any greater weight to what he's saying than others who are making similar thoughts. Cindy, do you have any response?
Unfortunately, I'm not familiar with this gentleman or his work. I think the only thing I would say is there are so many moving pieces on the international chessboard right now, and a lot of folks are in a rather existential threat position. I think it's going to be very difficult to predict just exactly how all of this happens.
All right. John, thank you for your call. We're going to move on. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. I was calling a little to add some commentary and about the what's going on down at the border down there in Texas. I don't know if I was reading, but the Supreme Court just voted that the Texas, that the federal government could remove the Constantina wire that the Texas has been putting up in down there.
Right.
The federal government could remove that. So our Supreme Court is definitely on the side of letting these illegals in.
Well, Charlie, all Texas needs to do is move the all Texas needs to do is move the concertina wire back 100 yards away from the international border.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that a lot of people are reporting too that the National Guard are arresting these people and putting them in buses, and then they're taking them down the road and releasing them to the feds. So it's like, I don't know what's going on with this deal, but it looks like that they're really not, it's all for show, it looks like, having the National Guard down there, in other words. And they just recently opened up a gate, a large gate, gate number 36 that they had closed off, I think it was 36, and opened it up, and now, so they're streaming through this gate, down there. So I don't know what's going on, but I think we're not getting the we're a lot of people are trying to put out like, okay, Abbott's stopping all this stuff. Well, he's really not, that I can see. He might be sending people to these sanctuary cities and stuff, you know, but that doesn't solve the problem. It's still just, that's just moving around the players that are getting across to different places. That's not stopping anything from coming in down there.
Well, Charlie, why doesn't the government just bus these people over to the nearest port of entry and force them off the bus and force them across the international border? Wouldn't that be simpler and a lot less expensive?
Oh, yeah, I agree with you 100%. They shouldn't be getting in anyway. I mean, we need to have a wall down there. It should be stopped. What's going on? I mean, it's really, really a bad situation. Also, I wanted to add something about Trump. I don't know if you know it, but he went to court the other day, Aaron, I think it's in New York or whatever, and they postponed it, but they reset the date for the same day that, I don't know, it's the New Hampshire primary. I guess it comes in today or tomorrow. They're going to have their vote up there, New Hampshire. But they made it on the day that the New Hampshire is going to have their vote, which means that Trump can't be there in New Hampshire to talk to people or do anything to work, you know, whatever he, magic he has to work in New Hampshire. So that's interfering with our elections, I think.
Absolutely. Well, I don't think it's a coincidence how this timing works out. What do you think, Charlie?
Yeah, I don't think, no, it wasn't a coincidence at all. They knew exactly what day they were changing that to. Yeah, they knew exactly. It was definitely an election interference.
Okay, anything else, Charlie?
No, sir, that's all. I just wanted to say hello to the marvelous Mrs. Moore. And you know, we need to buckle down, really. Our concerned citizens here in this country need to do something about this border situation, because it's really getting really, really getting out of hand down there. You guys say you think it's Chinese troops. I think it might be UN troops that are coming across down there, because all the blacks and stuff that are coming through, and they all look like they're military age. You know, I think your guest was talking there a minute ago about how they were releasing these people to somewhere in Missouri. They're all military age. That's what's going on. I think they're moving UN troops into our country is what they're doing. Right. I don't know.
Well, anyway, all the UN troops have a country of origin. There's no such thing as a country of the United Nations, so they're from someplace. Okay, Charlie, I think.
From Africa.
Roger that.
I'll let you guys go.
Okay. We're now joined by my friend Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecommentshow.com and thecommentshow.tv. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. I've been without internet this morning, but it looks like it's back on.
Looks like you're back with us. Or is there a ton of snow where you are, sir?
No, not really. I'm not sure what's...
Okay. Well, we have about 50 minutes left in the show or so, give or take, and you pay attention to a lot of things here, Dave. What's the most important thing to begin with for you this morning, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, the most stunning thing I've noticed is not the most important thing. It's how brazen the World Economic Forum people are in terms of openly displaying witchcraft, and also their insistence on robbing us from carbon, and we are carbon life forms, so I think that speaks to where this is going, those two factors together. But the major concern I have, and you were just talking about it here as I listened in, it's the border. You know, I've got sources in Panama, got a couple sets of people in Panama that talk to me, and they're really complimenting what Michael Yon is talking about. And then there was I can't remember their names now, they're with Muckraker, the Rubin brothers. They went on a journey, and I've been cataloging what they've been doing, and they went on a journey that the immigrants take to get here. And he said they encountered Chinese after Chinese, and they were, in an interview, they were saying, they asked Chinese with interpreters, do you have operatives in our country? And they go, well, yeah, we do. So that's my major concern. The Border Patrol last month, and this is not being released to the public, I have a source in the Border Patrol, they apprehended 12,000 people that are Chinese coming across the border in California. So we really have a national security problem. I believe these are shock troops. It's kind of like the parallel of dropping paratroopers behind the lines before you invade. You're like a D-Day in Normandy with 101st.
Let's back up a bit. Now, the Border Patrol apprehended 12,000 Chinese, mostly men, I assume, or almost all men. Yes. So once they apprehend them, do they process them and send them on their way into the interior of the country, or do they put them back across the border? What do they do?
They don't. Oh, no, they're not sending them across the border. They're releasing them. But the one of the things that I'm getting from people like Paul Preston is they're actually being put into the military. But I don't need just Paul Preston's word for it that's highly reliable. But Dick Durbin has admitted to this. He's on tape. And I ran this tape on a Rumble video that I did. And they were asking him, should we allow foreigners into our military? And he said, yes. It actually was illegal aliens. And he said, yes. And if they serve bravely, they should become citizens. Well, and then someone said to him, I was told off camera, does that include the Chinese? And he said, well, yes, it does. So we're putting Chinese nationals in our military now that are crossing our border illegally. Admitted to by
a U.S. That's so scary. It's hard to describe how scary that is. Most likely, these men have already been part of the People's Liberation Army before they even came here, weren't they?
Yeah, well, yeah, one of the things the Rubin brothers are saying, too, and this is covert military, what I'm going to tell you. They said they encountered many young males, you know, look like military people, and he said a lot of them had Jesus tattoos of the same font, and they had religious ornaments around their necks. So in other words, they're trying to fool people that they're Christians coming across the border when actually they're military operatives.
Okay, well, I would, when it comes to military operatives, there would be what would be called advanced parting. The men who would prepare housing and logistics for the main party coming in later. The advanced party's probably been here for years, haven't they, Dave?
I would believe that's true, yes.
Absolutely. We got a call and hold here, panel. We've got Dan in Washington. Good morning, Dan. Oh, JP was first. JP in Chicago, you're first. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I love your show, and good to hear Dave's safe back in line again. Dave, just a few questions, man, because I worked out west for a number of years for car washes, and I've seen this in the last few decades where they literally replace all the workers, black workers, lower incomes, with Mexicans. And the Octopus Car Wash was, I did security for, that's all he hired. And he told me his father was a World War II veteran, Air Force pilot. He got a grant in the old days. They used to hire low-income black workers. And then once they switched to Mexicans, they never went back. Why? Because they're hard workers. They work at twice the rate, and they take low wages. Now, this has been going on, like, in our chicken factories, you know, on our agribusiness. It's been going on for decades. The problem is the new ones coming in, they're not coming here to work. They're coming here to take. And that's what I notice here in Chicago. All the Muslims, and a lot of them are coming from Jordan, Syria. Man, they get paid. They got new businesses. They have liquor stores. They have shops all over because they're getting government handouts. My ex-wife was from Brazil. You know what? She went to secret meetings in the basement of the banks where she got loans where I couldn't get loans because I had college loans and grants and I had bad credit. Well, she got a loan and she was right over the boat. So another example here in Chicago, they had a street job. It was all foreigners, man. There wasn't one single white guy working or a black guy working on the job. It was all brown Latinos. So when they've taken over the jobs and the workforce and our CEOs are hiring them because they're profiting from it, I think that's the source of the immigration problem. And as long as we got the Democrats involved with it, brother, I don't think that's ever going to change. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I do think there's going to be a transition away from the immigrants, but not now. I wasn't a believer in the replacement theory until about a year ago. But when your average family income in America is $75,000 a year, and the average illegal immigrant's getting $7,000 a month, which is $84,000 a year, that's replacement. And so they're bringing them in to replace American workers. They don't want people to know about the Constitution, civil liberties. They don't want loyal, patriotic Americans because they want a new world order. And you have to erase what I just mentioned. But I do believe at some point in time, the illegals are going to be replaced by AI. And I think AI is going to be the death of a lot of us. I mean, when there was, gosh, it was about a year and a half ago that 10,000 scientists signed a letter that went to Biden, and they worked in AI. And they asked Biden to strictly regulate it because it was dangerous. So I think that will be the final move. So we're in a two-part replacement there, illegals and then AI.
That makes sense. I also saw a lot of work going to China. Factories like Chrysler companies closed all the factories. And I tried to get a bid on the computers. I got outbid by China. And they took everything, the forklifts, all the equipment, all went to China. So that's on the back end. Is our industry moving to China, and now they're working on robotics, just as you said. They also got something leaked. I tried to tell this earlier, but it's a nuclear mini-nuke battery that the Chinese just happened to get, and it lasts 50 years. It could power a drone for 50 years, mini-nuke battery.
Amazing.
One last thing. All right. I got my life wave in, John, and it worked great. My vision's coming back. I can't believe it. I put it on the back of my neck. It's working great. So God bless you for that, sir.
Okay. Thank you, JP. We appreciate it. We have a break. We'll be right back.
do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. Will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net, for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there, information that will educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Seriously, all the human emotions can be found by reading and watching the articles and videos at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We are with my friend Cindy Smith. We have Dave Hodges. He has 2 websites, thecommonsishow.tv, thecommonsishow.com, and Dave, you were interrupted by the break. If you want to continue where you left off, sir.
I'm not sure where that was. I know I'm concerned about the immigration, and we were talking about that. But, you know, when you have a U.S. senator admitting that we're putting illegal aliens into the military, that's a problem. And you notice there's not a peep about it in the mainstream media. We have, you know, another thing that concerns me, too, is we have abject treason by neglect with Congress. We have more than enough information to impeach Biden. Whether the Senate follows through or not is irrelevant. It should be done. Excuse me. And the reality is Congress has dropped the ball. And I can tell you what happened. Paul Ryan went to visit Mike Johnson, and Mike Johnson's hit the chicken switch. And he needs to be replaced. And we're actually starting a group. I've got a lady who volunteered who's in my audience. And we're starting a website called tossthemall.org. It's not off the ground yet. And we're looking to primary most of the Republicans up for re-election in Congress. I've had enough. They're just as bad as the Democrats. They're guilty by neglect, and we need to totally change our leadership from top to bottom.
Absolutely.
And that's only a political solution. I talked last week about spiritual solution, but the political solution should be on the table, and we just need to say, hey, why hasn't there been impeachment? Why is it Hunter Biden in jail? And why is the DOJ allowed to flaunt the law? Why is Anthony Fauci not in jail for what he did? He's a mass murderer. He's Dr. Mengele. And it all comes back to Congress. And the longer these proxy wars go on, too, John, with Congress getting insider trading, most of it for the military-industrial complex, they're profiting from people dying. And,
well,
and
I need to give a slight correction. Senator Durbin is not talking about the illegals going to the military. He's advocating and thinks it's a great thing, doesn't he?
Thank you for that correction. Yes, I would say your interpretation is probably more on point than mine was.
We've got let's see, Dan in Washington. Are you still with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
I just wanted to say what the last caller was talking about, the jobs being replaced. Yeah, I agree with all the above. I think we're intentionally being replaced, and also there's different forces of corruption. But I just want to don't forget about E-Verify. I remember I'm always talking about E-Verify, but like the minimum, at least the minimum they should be doing nationwide is making sure that when you hire someone that that person is legal, you know, and they don't even have that in most states, including Texas, by the way. I looked into it. Texas has E-Verify for their government workers, but not for any other workers. Some states have it for everybody, but it's an important thing, you know. That's
agreed.
At minimum,
agreed.
Step number one.
It's largely it's largely ignored.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Dan, thank
right.
you for your call.
That's my main point.
It.
Thanks.
Well, there's a lot of people, myself included, Dave, that feel that Governor Abbott is part of the World Economic Forum. What do you think, sir?
I can't connect him directly. He might be. But what I can connect him to is a show I did with Pastor Sam Arnold a couple of years ago. And Sam had documents that showed that the four northern governors of Mexico at the time, and Jose de Baca is probably the worst, they're all organized crime, and they were causing AMLO a lot of problems in Mexico. And they signed a secret agreement with Abbott that leaked out. The Bush family's part of this, is that Texas, if there's a civil war in the United States, Texas will break away, and they will join the four northern states of Mexico and create a different entity. It kind of reminds me of the Reconquista de Aztlan. But those documents are real. Abbott is he's a rhino. He's a pretender. He bases his political popularity on pretend actions against illegal aliens, but they don't amount to a hill of beans.
Right. Now, Cindy, the thing that many elected officials fear more than anything else is a well-funded, viable primary candidate, don't they, my dear?
Well, that is certainly true, and there's a lot of states in the United States where I would say it's probably more true to say that the real election is at the primary because, like the state of Missouri, we've got a House and Senate that are dominated by Republicans, as well as the governor's mansion and administration is Republican. So if you are having an individual like a Governor Abbott who is pretend leading the state, doing things that get promoted on mainstream media as though he's actually protecting the sovereignty of the state of Texas, but really he's just doing half measures and doing things to make himself look good. A primary candidate well-funded is the best solution to that.
Absolutely. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. You can really learn a lot at my website. So check it out. And if you have issues with pain, issues with sleep, be sure and check out the Energy Cleaner, my home business. When you place your order for your Energy Cleaner and your mattress pad, I personally box it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Terrell, Missouri, which is now a destination restaurant where Friday night they have a catfish buffet. And it goes out postal service to wherever you might be, United States, Canada, Taiwan, Australia, New Zealand. It doesn't matter. I ship these all over the planet. So keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee with the Energy Cleaner. All right. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Cindy Smith. We have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecommonsshow.tv, thecommonsshow.com. And we have about 25 minutes here, panel, before we have to wrap this up. Dave, what's next on your agenda that you'd like to communicate this morning, sir?
Well, are we to believe that we can't locate mobile missile launchers in Yemen with all our intelligence?
I smell another October 7th lie, you know, where they say, well, they're moving them around, they're hard to detect. What a bunch of nonsense. I remember reading the HAARP technology patents in Nick Begich's book in 1997, where we can detect things that are 2 miles beneath the Earth, and that's 30 years old.
Right.
And I'm so sick of the lies being told by this administration. And we just need to, you know, at some point, John, we just need to stand up and say, anything you tell us that's unconstitutional, illegal, or a lie, we're not obeying you. We need to have a nationwide civil disobedience movement against this administration.
I don't believe cloud cover is an issue in the desert that I'm aware of, is it?
It would make a difference anyway with the technology.
I know they can see right through the clouds like they don't even exist.
You're on a dime through a rainstorm that's a dime that's on the ground from space, 100 miles up.
Yep.
I'm sick of the lies. I mean, Yemen should cease to exist as a military power at all. Anything they have should have been decimated by now. We don't want to decimate it.
All right. We got a caller here, panel. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Yes. Good morning, John, Dave, and Cindy. I'm thinking about this whole thing, and we might want to look at a different possibility for what's going on overall here. And this has been proposed by someone who's done prophecies. They're up to about 500 prophetic deliverances, videos, and writings. And these writings were of recent years. They were first revealed to them in 2012, but she didn't realize that she had to deliver them starting in 2019, I believe. And the thesis is that the overall thesis, and I can't represent this person properly, okay, especially if she's a prophet, but the thesis is that the great whore will be judged, and the great whore is Mystery Babylon, and that's identified by her as the United States of America, or the United States. I would say the United States is worse than the United States of America, which had good foundations. But And this is what exactly is happening. If that's what's happening, then any bombs that fall, the debris will fall on those who are righteous or semi-righteous here as well, and in surrounding countries. So her prophecies, and John in Texas may be interested in seeing this. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I've found very great depth and spiritual connection when I listen to what she says. And talks about repentance in our own hearts, and how that, you know, I mean, I would allude it to Lot's righteous spirit being vexed in Sodom. That's what happens to us also. But her name is Celestial that she uses, and it's the Master's voice. It's on YouTube, Rumble, etc. None of the vaccine stuff is on YouTube for obvious reasons, like John Campbell would say, and Certain times, maybe I have come across very abrupt on things, but when I see falsehoods, like things were said here before, and sometimes I say things regarding science that people don't understand, and they think I'm a plant, or they think whatever, or they call me a Jew. I mean, they did this on the show, two of these hosts did, and it's so stupid. you know, I said the CDC did not say that they reduced the death counts from COVID by 94% to 6% because of their comorbidities table 3 that was put out. That did not, nowhere said that, but we even had the head of the network saying this. And when I brought it up to his attention and asked him where they said it, he basically kicked me off his show because I revealed that this guy didn't know what he was talking about. I think there's great failure in understanding and dealing with COVID, but you know, we're over that. We see the destruction of the country right now. So, Dave, you could also look at those kind of prophecies. There's a lot there. Reading it, reading transcripts, or reading her blog, you could get through some information maybe a lot quicker. I don't know what to say. You can't listen to 500 of these even in a week.
How would I find this?
That would be a Celestial on YouTube. The Master's Voice is the channel.
Yeah. Are you talking about Celeste Solemn?
No. This is not, I don't believe this is her real name. She was in Queens. Now she's in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And not she's sure. About 34 and some of a black complexion. And seems to know Spanish. So, where she's from. Okay. So.
Well, I'll give you.
It's something to consider.
I'll give you a prophecy that's coming true. We go to the Bible, and it says, if Jesus didn't return, no flesh would be left alive. I believe that's right. A translation from the King James Bible. And that ties right into what I'm saying with AI. That's ultimately where I think this is going. And we're seeing prophecy being fulfilled right now, Book of Revelation. I mean, it seems like there's almost something every day that comes to light.
Well, at the end, I think there's a prophecy, and maybe in Amos, it says that man will be very rare on the earth, as rare as, maybe it was fine gold and ophir, something like that. I don't have the passage off the top of my head. But she cites that as basically, at the end, man will be very rare on the earth. And she's bringing many, many of these real prophecies to our attention in a different light than we may have seen them. So, especially recently, and she's talking about the destruction of the Yehudim, that they will be destroyed, and there will be a regathering to Israel of the real ones that should be there, not the Revelation 2:9, 3:9 that are there with others which may be real. The whole thing of Jew and fake Jew is all very confusing to me, and I know the network has talked about it greatly. When she came out with those prophecies, I said, okay, this basically validates a lot of the stuff that people are complaining about Jews, but they shouldn't be complaining about them. They should be complaining about the fake ones primarily. I think that's what the scripture is complaining about, and about anyone who's been disobedient on earth, whether it was the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, whether it's us. And our own personal repentance is really what we need to worry about, and we need to tell others what we understand. If we're on track, that's great. If we're not, well, maybe we should keep quiet. Hopefully,
okay.
I'm a little on track. Thanks.
Dave, thank you for your call. Any follow-up, Mr. Hodges, before we move on?
No, I think you said it all. I mean, we're living in an age of great transformation right now, and I think a lot of our fellow Americans and people across the globe, for that matter, don't see the global and permanent significance of what we're dealing with. I think people tend to focus in on a couple of issues here and there, and if we could just fix these things, everything would be all right. Everything that makes a civilization functional, starting with the family unit, is under attack. Everything.
Absolutely. You got any follow-up before we go to our next caller?
I think we're living in a time when scripture is becoming so true that it's not only remarkable, but it's very awe-inspiring and even fearful to people. And I would just reconfirm what Dave just said. Some of the things that have happened in the world, let's just say since 2016, are so remarkable and so significant that we're not going back to what the world was like in the 2000s. We're headed for something remarkably different.
All right. Our next caller is Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi, dear. I'm a little bit hoarse, so please deal with it. My question for you, which you should be able to handle, is, what do you all think of minimal bathing as a way to deal with the border situation in order to increase your immunity?
Okay.
I can try to see if you didn't understand it.
I'm not so sure our panel is prepared to answer that kind of question. You want to? You have any response or sending to her comment, her question?
Well, I remember reading an article recently by a Substacker, and I can't remember what, AND magazine, talking about the resurgence of tuberculosis in our large cities. And this is something that Americans are going to have to deal with. It's something that a lot of people maybe are not aware of or are marginally aware of, but when such large numbers of illegal aliens are allowed into the country and there's not the proper medical screening, we are going to have to secure medical supplies and take supplements and do everything we can to boost our own natural immunity. And if we do have a problem with supply chains or with a problem with being able to make purchases at our pharmacy, we would do well to have backup supplies and alternative therapies ready in case one of these diseases that has been largely eradicated from America reappears in our homes and in our communities.
All right. Let's go on from there. Dave, any updates on the political morass that called itself the state of Arizona, sir?
I like how you put that. The state legislature of the Republican bent passed a resolution that basically they lay the groundwork for the investigation into vaccine efficacy and safety. I'd say they're a day late and a dollar short. I don't expect this to stick because there is no true Republican Party in Arizona. I think this is strictly political posturing for the upcoming elections.
Okay. What's the latest on Carrie Lake in Arizona, if you know, sir?
Well, she's been real quiet because she got sued for defamation by Stephen Reicher, the county clerk and recorder that oversaw the breakdown of 60% of the voting machines in Republican areas in Maricopa County in 2022 election. And she came out and said basically the election was flawed and it was rigged. And by the way, it's her right to say that. He's a public figure, and for a public figure to prevail in a defamation suit, they have to prove that what was said was knowingly false at the time it was said. And so Carrie's been quiet since then. She just recently came out and reaffirmed that she's going to run for the Senate, and that's about as far as she's gone. But she's basically been off the radar.
Well, she'll be back, won't she?
Yeah, I think if Trump were smart, if he gets in, if we have an election, he'd be wise to put her in a prominent position.
Well, I agree, absolutely. What are your thoughts, Cindy, on Carrie Lake being part of the Trump administration?
I think there's a place in a Trump administration for Carrie Lake, and I hope there's conversations going on behind the scenes with your people talk to my people and figure out how he might capture some of her energy and add that to his administration.
Absolutely. Dave, we've got a couple of minutes here. What's next on your agenda you'd like to communicate to everybody?
I think we need to see what comes out of the World Economic Forum. And there's something I probably should have mentioned earlier when you asked me that question about what's on my radar. Excuse me. The address of Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the European Union, speaking at the World Economic Forum, she said, our major opponent here, it's not climate change or war. It's misinformation and disinformation. Translation to your listening audience, they don't want us telling each other what they plan to do to us.
And they'll institute protocols and policies to curtail us talking to each other, won't they?
Well, I think that they're going to definitely go after the internet. There is no question about that. But you know what? History is replete with examples where you can't suppress the truth.
Absolutely.
We will find a way. I mean, when after the Boston Tea Party and those people went under martial law, they had the committees of correspondence, which was kind of like the early forerunner of the Pony Express, and they spread the news that way and kept the spirit of revolution alive. They're not going to stop what's going on. The horse is out of the barn. The World Economic Forum has lost the information war. The only thing they could do now is try to impose their will through brute force. And I believe Disease X, which isn't one disease, it's multiple things they're going to bring to us. I believe Disease X will be their final solution. They're going to try to cull the population because they know they're losing and they can't control this many people.
We are our last caller here. We got Jeff in Canada. Almost out of time before the break here, Jeff.
Hi, yeah. I'm just, I was wondering, you talk about like the socialist Muslims, Democrats, whatever it is, as being the main enemies of America. How come you don't mention the Zionists?
Well, Zionists are relatively small with relatively short reach.
Okay, well, let's take a look at, let's say, the fake Biden administration. 10 of the top people, and it's Yellen, Blinken, etc. They're all dual citizen Zionists. Two of them, Blinken and Mayorkas, are at the border facilitating the invasion of America. Why is it that AIPAC goes to all of the members of Congress and makes them sign a document?
Well, Mayorkas was from Cuba. Mayorkas is from Cuba.
Okay, but he's still a dual citizen. Okay, it doesn't matter. He's from they're Zionists, and you never mention them.
He's a dual citizen with Cuba. How does that work?
I heard that he's a dual citizen with Israel. But anyway, in any case, these people are Zionists, and they're at the border. If there were Muslims of the same, now imagine 2% of the U.S. population, and they fill 10 of the top positions in the fake Biden administration.
How about
that?
Thank you, Jeff, for your call. We get back from the break. We'll have our summary. We'll have Cindy go first and Dave wrap it up. Be right back.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back. Let's get to our summaries here. We'll start with Cindy and wrap it up with Jeff. Go ahead, Cindy.
Well, it should be unsurprising to your audience that what I'm about to say, my mind was tracking exactly where Dave was just finishing up before the break about the globalists losing control. And two points, I think. One is I'm seeing ever and ever more suppression of the truth. I visit a website every day called globalresearch.ca. I went there yesterday, no problem. Tried to click on several links today, and all of a sudden I have this huge red banner that says it's an unsafe website. Well, that's censorship and suppression. yesterday on Judge Andrew Napolitano's Judging Freedom program. He's indicating to his listeners that there is a Telegram channel that's been put up that purports to be him communicating with folks over Telegram. Complete nonsense. The judge doesn't have a Telegram channel. Once again, more interference and suppression. I see a full court press on to demoralize Americans. Some of this language that came out of the World Economic Forum, I believe, is designed and other places as well to demoralize Americans and to make them fearful and to keep them on the back foot. And I think Americans need to be engaged, especially at the local level. I think that's where we win this fight.
All right. Thank you, Cindy. Dave, your summary, please.
Yeah, I want to stress the importance of what I believe to be true about what's coming. They need to go for total suppression, they being the globalists. And, you know, wars have done the trick. The thing is now is Biden might have a draft and no one will show up. I mean, they have real credibility issues right now with compliance. I mean, look at the German farmers. They have paralyzed Germany right now, and this needs to spread. And I think that we need to, as I said earlier, have a spirit of civil disobedience against unjust and unconstitutional laws. And every totalitarian regime requires citizen participation and compliance, and we need to withdraw that. Our nation's already collapsing, and so we may go into a free fall for a while, but I think it's somewhat recoverable. But the bottom line is if we stay on board with the Biden administration, everything they do is about tearing America down, and we need to basically say, no more. We're not participating with you. We're not following you. And if they mess with Trump, I'm not going to be the one starting the Civil War. I'm too old to fight and too fat to run. But I will tell you, there will be a Civil War if they take Trump out.
Okay. Well said, Dave. Well said, Cindy. We thank you both, and we look forward to having you both back next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, what a morning. We covered a lot of territory, as always. Tomorrow, let's see, we'll have Chance first hour. Get caught up on all the things that he's up to. We'll have my friend Professor McCanning, and then we'll wrap that up tomorrow's show with Dave, with Jeff Nyquist. Thursday, we'll have Dr. Horowitz. Always fascinating conversation with Dr. Horowitz. And, of course, my friend Tom Berryhill and Brady will be with us, and we'll also start out the hour on the day Thursday with Kirk Finning, the proprietor of Water Evolution. Friday, we'll have Marie Lassiter. Looks like, let's see who's on the calendar for Friday. Looks like my doctor, Dr. Scott Huff, will be with us. It'll be a full week as always. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. Large, beautiful state of Missouri. I get to live in the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.